This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Well, the details of this are worse than anyone could have imagined. It should make national news. I hope it does. What has just happened in Lancaster County, this isn't even a murder. This is an execution of this 40-year-old mom, mother of two, single mother, worked her whole life to support her kids. Honduran illegal immigrants decide they're going to execute somebody. Make this decision before the robbery. They're very open about this. They have no fear. They don't care. Told officials about it. It was mentioned in the coverage of it. And it's really clear what this is. This is a gang initiation is what it is. So this group of Honduran illegal immigrants just decide, hey, we're going to rob someone. We're going to kill them. They found Larisha Sherelle Thompson slumped over the wheel of her Honda Accord. They never gave her a chance. This wasn't, she resisted, she didn't comply, they freaked out, shots fired, No, they just drove up, Lee. This is shocking. This could have happened to anyone. They drove up beside her, bam, dead. Five teens and a 21-year-old suspected shooter. Caught 10 days after her body was found fatally shot behind the wheel of the Honda Accord. Some of the illegal immigrants, they're from Honduras, as young as 13. Lancaster County Sheriff Barry Fale says the shooting defies any sense of decency in a civilized society. Yes, it was a roadside execution. It was not a robbery attempt. It was not an assault. None of that. She's just who they saw first. Pulled alongside her car and killed her. Sheriff says there's no place in our society for acts like this. The people who commit them, and my hope is these six are never among us again. Well, they shouldn't have been among us in the first place. But the problem is in South Carolina, you're an illegal immigrant, you can just drive around. You can't. Back in January, Lee, Donald Trump asked the governors, all 26 of them in this country, to help him. He offered to deputize state. I am not getting off this. He offered to deputize state law enforcement. All of them, whoever you got, line them up. Let's do it. In Florida, I think it's hilarious that even Fish and Wildlife are now deputized for illegal immigrant removal. And they do. They are federal officers. This gets us around the problem that the Democrats and the ACLU have created, which is that, you got a police officer pulls over an illegal, clearly an illegal. They can't detain them. They don't have the jurisdiction. Well, once you're a sworn federal officer, you do. Donald Trump in January called for the governors of the country to do this. Of course, we know Democrats won't. They're lawless. They love illegals. They want more of them on the streets. The more violent, the better, apparently, as we're seeing in recent months. The more gang-affiliated, the better. They love them more. They're hotter, hipper, and cooler. But there's 26 Republican governors in this country. You know how many stepped up and took the offer? Hey, yeah, I'll deputize my law enforcement. One. Unfortunately, it was not ours. One. And what they're doing in Florida right now is unbelievable. They showed they could pick up 1,100 illegal immigrants in a single week. Every single one of them had pre-existing criminal charges, convictions, or records. 1,100 criminals off the streets of Florida in a single week. And they did it with a skeleton crew of ICE skeleton crew, five people managing it. Everybody went to work. Lee, can you imagine what it would be like if we could get 1,100 criminals off the streets of South Carolina in a week, what that would do to the crime rate?
Well, you would think it would go down.
You would. But Henry McMaster in Columbia, they ignored Trump's call to do this. And now LaRisha Sherelle Thompson is dead. You know, it's funny. I doubt these guys would have tried this in Florida. We'll never know. And that's the problem. I doubt they would have tried it in Florida. In Florida, it's to the point, and the left-wing media down there screaming about this in horror, which means it's awesome. You can't even drive a car anymore as an illegal immigrant. It's too risky. You get pulled, you're going home. Good luck getting to work. And a lot of these gang members will work construction during the day. They will work jobs. And then at night, they're running the drugs. They're human trafficking. They're doing all of this stuff. And I remember that from my time with Sheriff Pendergraph in Charlotte in 287G program. He said, people say they're coming here to work. They're, you know, we just fill in jobs Americans won't do. Well, that's a crock. They would do them if they were paid enough. But illegal immigration depresses wages artificially. But he said, listen, we're finding these people are not just sitting around during the day. They're working, some of them, while they're trafficking drugs, while they're working for the gangs. And he said some of these people don't have a choice because, you know, they paid to get over the border and now they owe the cartel and now they owe the gang. But this is an absolute outrage. I hope this becomes national. And this is what I want to do from now on. We're going to highlight every one of these in the state. We're going to blame Henry McMaster. He could have done something in January. We will never know if they would have picked another state and another woman because guess what? They were in a car too. And in South Carolina, illegal immigrants, thanks to our governor, have a right to drive a car unmolested. Because when our law enforcement pulls them over, they can't do a thing about it unless there's another charge. So in other words, they pull these guys over. Now they're wanted for murder. Now they could pick them up. Well, you know what? That's too late for LaRisha Sherelle Thompson. She's gone. She's on her way to a family birthday party. She never arrived. This could happen to any one of us. And I have counted over 400 of you have requested through our text line. You could text GOV, G-O-V, to our text line, 800-905-0989. You can do it anytime, G-O-V. We'll send you a link. You can either email the governor or you can call over 400 requests for that. Henry McMaster is pretending not to know that you want this. So we need to continue to light him up. This is not acceptable. And we're not going to go along with pretending that there's nothing we can do. That's big pretend. And the bottom line here is that I know that our governor does not want to rock the boat with the business interest, but Florida is doing just fine. Doesn't seem to be a problem in Florida. Florida, one of the most prosperous states in the nation. They're getting by. We can too. We do not need illegal. We do not need illegal labor. We don't need it. Again, Florida is fine. And studies out of there, all of the gloom and doom, oh, we're not going to have any, you know, farm workers. Everything is fine. Wages went up. People did the job. We'll be okay. But this has got to end. And when you have a situation, Lee, in South Carolina, like we have right now, there's so little fear. They sit around together and plot to murder someone. They could have just robbed her, plot to murder someone beforehand. No fear. What are they in? A car. And the reason I'm bringing this back up is not just the fact that this 40-year-old mom was murdered. And folks, this would be any of us. It's not just that. Oh, by the way, they robbed a business in the days before that. It's that within 60 days, the Trump administration will officially implement the Florida blueprint nationwide because he can't get it done by himself. He needs Republican governors to stop pretending. There's nothing they can do when there's everything they could do. And you know what I think? I think if we implement this here, we're going to see a dramatic drop in crime. And you know what else is going to happen? We're going to have random police officers pulling over drivers for a broken taillight and catching cartel members. And we're going to get them out of this country. And they're not going to be able to operate here in South Carolina. Here's the problem that we have. As more governors stop pretending they can't do anything and start doing this, guess where illegal immigrants are going to go? They're going to go to states like this one where they can operate freely because Henry McMaster, our governor, allows them to. All while pretending that he doesn't know. That he doesn't know 400 of you have called. That he doesn't know that you have now picked this up and you keep tagging him. And he could do this. So this is complicity. No, we're not a sanctuary state. But again, as states like Florida crack down, we will become one de facto. So our governor and the folks in Columbia need to decide, are we a sanctuary state or are we not? Are we going to be a state where illegal immigrants can drive? Where illegal immigrants can operate and the cops have to let them go when they catch them until they murder someone? Decision we all got to make. I know where I stand. I know where you stand. Text keyword gov. Look, we can continue pummeling the governor. I'm not dropping this. I was pleased to announce Nancy Mace was on. She's likely running for governor. We don't know. She said she absolutely will do this right off the bat. She didn't even hesitate. Alan Wilson said after I pushed him and pushed him that he would do it. So maybe we could push him into doing it. He first, I don't know, either didn't know about the program or I don't know. He tried to claim he already had 287G. That's good. That's really good. That's in the jail. So once we already got them and they're in the prison, then we can, you know, in the prisons or in the jails, we can identify them and deport them after they serve their sentence and go through their trial phase. Awesome. That's not what this is. This is you go out on the road, you pull illegals, you put them in the back of your truck, you put them in the back of your car, you put them in the back of your squad car, you take them straight to ICE, they go out the door. Force multiplier. It will save lives. It might have saved Larisha Sherelle Thompson's life, but Henry McMaster said no in January when Trump asked him. Trump is asking again, Governor, where are you? You're either with the Democrats on the golf course or you're getting this done. You're getting this done because Sherelle Thompson should not have had to die, but she did on your watch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
FBI under even Christopher Wray admitted United States of America vulnerable to Chinese hacks. They're in our water treatment facilities. They're in our nuclear facilities, literally digitally inside. In our grid, which they could bring down parts of it at will if they wanted to. Wall Street shrugged its shoulders. Oh, well. Then in December, we just found out about this a few weeks ago, Biden administration's meeting with the Chinese delegation. And for the first time, they confessed, brought it up, volunteered, by the way, weren't even asked, that they were behind Volt Typhoon, a cyber attack by a group of Chinese hackers identified last year by Microsoft. And they let the Biden administration know it was punishment. It was punishment for our support of Taiwan, and they'd be willing to do it again. They're very casual. Again, they're in our water treatment plants. They're in our grid. And they're in our nuke plants. This is a hostage situation. And Wall Street shrugged and went, oh, well, who cares? We don't need water. What we need is more cheap stuff to stack up in our garages. Unbelievable. Well, now we're finding out that U.S. officials are finding rogue communications devices in Chinese power inverters. Devices that are not supposed to be there and could theoretically shut down parts of our grid. You know what's incredible about this? The absolute lack of will to live by the American people. Truly, especially our leaders, just don't care. Kill us, don't. Oh, well, whatever. Folks, how long could we go if those water treatment plants went down? How long? Folks, all of the delivery of your food is based on logistics. How long could we go if those systems melted down? It'd be mass chaos. How many days of food you got? Betcha China knows. Betcha China knows. Well, now we've just found more. In our solar power inverters, these solar panels that generate power. By the way, folks, a lot of the power in D.C., hilariously. D.C. Electrical grid runs on AC power. A solar inverter converts D.C. power into AC power. They have embedded these inverters that not only would shut off the solar panels, grind the system to a halt, could shut down larger parts of the grid as well. The equipment is hooked up to the grid. That's why. The rogue components provide additional undocumented communication channels that allow firewalls to be circumvented remotely. So it comes with this equipment already embedded in it. Quote, with potentially catastrophic consequences. Unquote. Folks, all of this was before Trump's trade war. Using the rogue communications devices to skirt firewalls and switch off inverters remotely or change their settings could destabilize entire power grids, damage energy infrastructure, and trigger widespread blackouts. Yeah, but what are the prices on Temu right now? This is not a way forward. This idea that we're just going to trade with China and it's all going to be very normal is not a way forward. This is from Laura Ingraham's interview with Josh Hawley almost 2 months ago now, Senator Josh Hawley.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting that in a December meeting that hadn't been really publicized before, Chinese officials acknowledged implicitly that Beijing was behind a widespread series of alarming cyber attacks in the United States on infrastructure. And they talked about computer networks, U.S. ports, water utilities, airports, other targets. The U.S. official said it was one of the things that kept them up at night. And China saying, well, essentially they did this because of U.S. support for Taiwan. This is startling.
Yes.
Yeah.
A tacit admission on their part.
Yeah, it's outrageous. I mean, the truth is the Biden administration knew very well that China was behind these cyber attacks. There's the Salt Typhoon attack, which is China getting into our digital infrastructure, getting into our communications grid. They're still there, by the way, Laura. What did the Biden administration do about it? Nothing. I mean, this is the problem. For years, China has been eating our lunch, stealing our jobs, taking our industries, taking our technology, cheating on trade. Joe Biden didn't do a thing. He couldn't be woken up to do anything about it. And now Donald Trump is getting serious. He's actually protecting this country, protecting our jobs, bringing back industry. That's what we need him to do. And the liberals are going crazy and they're going nuts because they know he's right. They don't have any answer for it. They know he's right. They know this is what needs to happen, and the president's on top of it.
Yeah, this is not a way forward, folks. And look, moving the manufacturer of all those Apple iPhones out of China into India is something that has to happen. If we can't make it affordably here, or we can't do it now affordably here, we need to move all this stuff out. It's got to go. This is just not a way forward. Where we just shrug our shoulders till the grid goes down. And folks, when the grid goes down, you know what we'll do? We won't point finger at China. No, Democrats will point a finger at Republicans. Republicans will point a finger at Democrats. Everyone will scream. No one will hear them since the grid will be down. And we'll just go on. And China laugh at us the whole way. Folks, this is, you know who gets this is Marco Rubio. And I think Trump. Trump's not going to say this because he can't. Rubio can. We need to decouple entirely from China. It's not good enough to cut a trade deal and go on as we are, because the second that Democrats get back into office, they're going to let them run wild. They're going to let them do whatever they want. You take down the grid. Oh, well, we don't care as long as the $30 million check to the Biden family cashes and goes through. No one cares. No one cares. Unbelievable. So yet another instance of grid destroying, grid blacking out, grid shutting down infrastructure shipped right to our stores. And we're so stupid, we buy it. We buy it and install it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The things President Trump pledged to do was to fine the 300,000 trafficked children. We know many of them were brought in by the cartels and international gangs to traffic and sell for sex. And for slavery, they work them on factory floors. That was when there was only 80,000. The Biden administration not only didn't stop it after the New York Times article, they doubled down. In fact, they did the most horrible thing ever. They ended DNA testing at the border. The last hope these kids had of somebody picking up on the fact that they were actually a kidnapped Guatemalan six-year-old not entering the country with their father. DNA test would have told us that. I'm convinced that's why Democrats fought the kids in cages so hard. The kids were put in cages because as soon as they showed up, and they weren't cages, Obama used them too, as soon as they showed up, they would be separated from the adult they were with because they didn't know if the adult was abusing them or was legitimately their dad. And the DNA test would tell the tale. DNA test also creates a record that is public. When whistleblowers within the Department of Homeland Security started screaming that the DNA testing wasn't being done, they were sidelined, pulled off their programs. This DNA testing is very important to the Democrats, i.e. that it never be done. Why is that? For some reason, they don't want Team Trump to find these kids. Here's former Fox News investigative reporter Brianna Morello. She left Fox when she didn't want to take the mRNA vaccine, started her own outfit. She says only 5% of the trafficked children have been found so far because the Biden administration deliberately gave the Trump administration fake addresses for where these kids are. Take a listen.
So what DHS and HSI is dealing with right now is they've been given fraudulent addresses, and it's in regards to where those children were going to be sent to when they did some digging and tried to check up on these kids. Well, in a lot of cases, these addresses didn't even exist. There's no houses there. It was something simple that the Biden administration could have looked into, but they decided not to. And I'm also told by my sources that a lot of these sponsors were poorly vetted by the Biden regime. We knew what was happening for a very long time right now, and that was the Biden administration was participating in one of the biggest human trafficking scandals. It's going to be a black eye in American history, and it's very, very unfortunate, of course. But again, none of these people are going to be held accountable, you know. But there's very little being done on all of this, and it's absolutely heartbreaking because we don't know where these kids are. But a lot of experts believe that these kids are either being sex trafficked or they're being used for slave labor. It's absolutely heartbreaking because there's a lot of great people over at HSI and they really want to help find these children. But unfortunately, they don't have the material to do just that because they were intentionally given false information.
Okay, so after the New York Times story, I don't know if you remember this, I played a lot of the audio. We had a woman, Democrat, liberal, who volunteered at Health and Human Services to help reunite these kids with their family members who were coming to pick them up. Good liberal, thinks this is all wonderful, loves illegal immigrants. Until she noticed the same gang members were coming to pick them up every week. And it was weird. Like, one would say he was an uncle, but he'd be 22 and she'd be 16. And it was the same ones, week after week after week. No vetting. Here, have a six-year-old. That's how it operated. And it's clear, Morello says, the Biden administration does not want the Trump administration, did not want the Trump administration as they were coming in during the transition to find these kids.
I have to say that this was intentional at this point, because when you look back at who came forward to report this years ago, it's people like DHS whistleblower Aaron Stevenson, who said that he was well aware and DHS was well aware under the Biden administration that these children were being shuffled off to likely the cartels and they were being trafficked here. And he tried his very best to come out and speak out on this issue, but the mainstream media never covered it. And all of his efforts really kind of just fell. Nobody wanted to pick up the pieces and help him out. I know there was a couple of members in the GOP who did actively sound interested in this, but nobody did anything. This was all preventable. So we could sit here and say that, yes, maybe this was incompetency, but that's letting them off easy. I believe this was intentional. There's no way they didn't understand what was going on. They had several instances where they could have just shut this all down, and they chose not to. I'll give you another example. As many of you guys at home are well aware, during President Trump's first term, he was conducting DNA testing, and he was trying to test the DNA of these migrant children to make sure as they were coming over as family units that they actually did belong with the adults who were bringing them in. Now, unfortunately, Joe Biden decided to stop all of that, and he put an end to it. And so what happened as a result of that? Well, How many children were passed off to people that weren't their family members? How many children were shuffled into this country with fake family units, and they weren't family units at all? These kids needed our assistance. So, yes, at some point we have to be honest and say that Joe Biden intentionally set these kids up. Now, obviously, you and I both know he wasn't running the White House at the time. So it's the people behind him who are really involved in this. But I think it's one of the many reasons why they're going so aggressively hard on people like Ed Martin, who's been nominated for the U.S. attorney for D.C. They don't want you to figure out how deep this swamp goes and to see who is really calling the shots behind all of this. And people like Ed Martin are the individuals who will get us to that point where we find out these answers.
Right. And that's, of course, why Tom Tillis, part of why Tom Tillis blocked him. Just swamp doesn't want the digging. Okay. It's not just investigative reporter, former Fox News investigative reporter, Brianna Morello saying this. RFK Jr., cryptically said this the other day. Health and Human Services, the department he runs, has been used as a vector for child trafficking.
We have ended HHS as the role, as the vector, the principal vector in this country for child trafficking. And during the Biden administration, HHS became a collaborator in child trafficking and for sex and for slavery. And we have ended that, and we're very aggressively going out and trying to find these children, the 300,000 children that were lost by the Biden administration.
Wow. Where might they be? I mean, 300,000 kids. There's a lot of kids that disappear. What is Brianna Morello hearing?
But all of them just love to sit here and pretend like President Trump was separating families at the time, and it was very convenient. But how many families were separated under Joe Biden when children were potentially kidnapped from their parents and taken to the border because, well, these human smugglers wanted to sex traffic them into the United States? That's a legitimate question that we should all be asking, because I have a feeling that the numbers are going to be absolutely massive. Now, I'm deeply, deeply concerned that we're not going to be able to find at least half of these children at this point, because, you know, this is a cover-up scheme, and so many people are involved in this. And I know it's a very uncomfortable topic for so many, but, you know, these children, I've got a lot of questions for. You know, there's a lot of experts who believe that organ harvesting is real and it's happening amongst children. I've had experts on my program who've detailed just that and how these kids are taken from their parents in South America and brought to Mexico and their organs are harvested. So one must wonder if that was also taking place here in the United States. You know, my sources tell me that the organ harvesting angle of all of this, that the United States is one of the biggest consumers of those organs. So again, if they could shuffle these children into our country and do just that, I'm deeply concerned that it took place and we're never going to be able to find these children again. It's just heartbreaking.
Weird, isn't it? Now, you want to know the weirdest part? Two left-wing NGOs, non-government organizations, are suing Trump, get this, to stop his migrant child trafficking crackdown, including the DNA testing. Why would you do that? Why would you take the time to do that? In February, Trump's Department of Health and Human Services issued reforms to the Unaccompanied Minors Program that resettles migrant children in the United States. You cannot pick one up unless you are legally here in the country. The reason for that was to stop the literal carousel of cartel members and gangsters from coming up every week and picking up the latest crew of six-year-olds, five-year-olds, nine-year-olds, and disappearing off into the horizon, never to be seen again with them. You now can't pick one up unless you have legitimate U.S. ID. They're suing to stop that. Let that sink in. HHS whistleblower Tara Lee Rodas testified before Congress that Health and Human Services should become a white glove delivery service where migrant children go from the Department of Homeland Security custody, turned over to adult sponsors that are not their parents or relatives. And a lot of them are the same people every week. So just, you know, show up, get a kid. Take two or three if you like. Welcome to America. Folks, it is the 15th of May. And it's hard to believe it was just 6 weeks ago that the stock market crashed. And it was doom and gloom every day. The end was coming. No way around that. Trump had destroyed the stock market and all hope for America's future with his tariffs. Oh, yeah. We were going to have massive inflation. That was a fact. Indisputable. If you wanted to get on the media channels, all the right financial news channels, including Fox Business, you had to say it. Inflation was going to be caused by tariffs. Trump had crashed the stock market, and the end was nigh. So let's go back over the lies and the hoaxes. 2 points. Number one, Trump would increase inflation with the tariffs. And number two, recession. Guaranteed. Anybody talking about that today? Do you notice? Do you see? No. What's on the financial channels? I turned in yesterday, tuned in yesterday because I just was curious to see if they'd be doing any kind of self-own since they got it all wrong. Absolutely wrong. Folks, don't forget this. It hasn't even been 6 weeks ago that they crashed the stock market, talking it down, talking it down, talking it down, talking it down across the media. Headline. Annual, this is, folks, it's been 2 days now. Headline, annual inflation rate hits 4-year low. Well, I thought all the right, smart, shiny shoes. I thought they all said it was going to cause a high. I was going to, I thought Jamie Dimon, the premier financial guru in the United States of America himself, said it would cause inflation. Wait, isn't he a Hillary Clinton fundraiser? He was, wasn't he? Weird. This isn't supposed to be happening. Folks, don't miss this moment, okay? It has been 6 weeks since they hoax crashed the stock market. Trump's already proven them wrong. Groceries, biggest decline in 5 years. Don't miss this. This is huge. They're not talking about it anymore. This is huge news. Why are they not talking about it? Because they lied. And again, my favorite line, food prices in April declined for the first time since November of 2020, the last time Trump was president. Where's that in the news? Do you see that in the news? No? You know what all this means? It was a hoax. They were running a hoax. When they deliberately crashed the stock market, they were running a hoax. And you know what they were doing? They knew what they were doing. But a lot of investment decisions now are made by algorithms. And these algorithms are at the big investment houses. Smaller ones have them too. And it scans every single financial article and post or whatever, and it looks for terms. And if you have high frequency of a term like recession, inflation, you know, stagflation, I don't know, put it in, it'll issue sell orders. If you say those things again and again and again and again, you can tank the market. They did. And this proves it. They lied. By the way, JP Morgan Chase has officially walked back its prediction of recession that it made 6 weeks ago when the market crashed. When they hoax crashed the market to try to stop Trump from reordering the global order. They failed. He won. And it didn't even take 2 months. My point, when they do this again, when they try to terrify you, be very, very careful about believing them. The entire financial media got it wrong, and Trump just humiliated them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.